Welcome to From the Chair with the Most Reverend Frederick F. Campbell, Bishop of the Diocese of Columbus. From the Chair is a series created by Bishop Campbell in cooperation with St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, so that he might directly speak with his flock to address questions about living the Catholic faith. In this series, Bishop Campbell hopes to present many subjects, including life in the Church, spiritual growth, our responsibility as Christians, and our individual vocation to holiness. From the Chair is intended to encourage our prayer life, to draw us deeper into a relationship with God, and to announce the good news of Jesus Christ. And now, Bishop Frederick Campbell.
My dear friends, every once in a while, the first reading at Sunday Mass strikes a very powerful note. As you know, in our present-day lectionary, that first reading, generally from the Old Testament, is used as a kind of commentary on the gospel becoming a kind of fulfillment of what is issued or prophesied in that first reading. And about a week ago, on the second Sunday of Ordinary Time, there was a very powerful passage from the book of 1 Samuel. It is an account of the calling of Samuel to a prophetic vocation. And it begins as Samuel is a young man, probably still in his teens, who had been placed under the tutelage of Eli, one of the priests attending the Ark of the Covenant in that original temple. And Eli had been sent to him to learn the ways of prayer, the ways of God in that temple. And the passage from the first book of Samuel begins by talking about an experience that Samuel had. He was sleeping, and he heard a voice calling out his name, Samuel, Samuel. He thought it was Eli, his tutor, that was calling him, and he ran to Eli, and Eli said, No, I didn't call you. Go back to sleep. This happened a second time. Eli told him to simply go back and go to sleep. A third time, however, Eli caught on that this was probably God himself calling Samuel. And he said, go back to sleep, and when you hear that voice, arise and say, speak, Lord, your servant is listening. And the book explains that this began to occur to Samuel without his understanding what was going on, because he had not yet learned the sound of the voice of God. And this passage is a kind of description of how we come to learn to listen to that voice, how we have to discern its tone, its character, and its message. And I say that is a very powerful passage from the Old Testament, because in many ways it refers to all of us who want to be faithful to God, especially as we know that God revealed in Jesus Christ. And every time we pray the Our Father, we pray that God's will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Now, praying for God's will to be done takes some very careful discernment, the ability to listen, and the desire to fulfill what we hear. When Eli instructed Samuel to say when he heard that voice, speak, Lord, your servant is listening, what he's indicating is that when the Lord speaks to us, not only do we have to listen very carefully, but we listen with a desire to do that which is spoken to us. So it is very important for all of us to learn how to listen for that voice of God, how to understand where we hear it, how we hear it, and how we fulfill it. Because ultimately, doing the will of God is the source of our true happiness and of everlasting peace. So how does our education, as it were, in the listening to God begin? Well, we have to admit that in our own time, we are living in the midst of all sorts of competing voices. In fact, so much of our daily life, so much of our society, is experiencing a constant white noise, a buzz of voices, some of those a little more shrill than others, some a little more distinctive than others, but all of them competing for our attention and, to a certain extent, for our joining in with the voices. So one of the first ways by which we come to learn to listen for that voice of God is to seek moments of silence. And that's not simply to block out that white noise that surrounds us in the society, but it also means a quieting of the heart and our mind. Traditionally, within the Catholic idea, this is called recollection. That is gathering ourselves in, learning how to eliminate those distractions and the wandering of our minds. And we require those moments of silence, of recollection, of putting ourselves, as it were, in the presence of God, understanding that, in fact, every moment of our lives is lived in that presence, whether we discern it or not. And in those moments of silence and recollection, we began to immerse ourselves in the Word of God. It is important for us to read and to meditate upon sacred scripture, especially the Gospels. For as Saint Jerome once remarked, ignorance of scripture is an ignorance of Jesus Christ. And in that immersion into the Word of God, we began by listening more intently to the Word of God that is given to us, especially in the Mass. It is within the liturgy that we most perfectly come to hear that word, to understand its meaning more fully, and to allow it to become the directive force in our lives. But yet it is still important that during our daily lives, when we have those moments of silence and recollection, that we take up sacred scripture and meditate upon it. And I would suggest to you a kind of three-staged exercise. Very simple. Doesn't take all that much time, but I think it will allow us to learn how to really discern the voice in the words that we read. The first stage is to take a passage of sacred scripture. Sometimes it is important, for example, to dedicate ourselves to reading a particular book of the Bible. I would suggest simply beginning with one of the Gospels. Commit ourselves to reading it from the first chapter, the first verse, to the last chapter, the last verse. But to do it in short, digestible pieces. And so we began by reading over the passage, and we ask ourselves, what does this mean? Now, sometimes, obviously, the passages are not immediately and evidently clear. That is why in the Catholic tradition, all visions or revisions and translations of the Bible are to be printed with notes, especially notes that may clarify the use of a word. But the first thing to do is to ask ourselves, what do the words actually say? What do they mean? The second stage of this is to ask ourselves, what do these words mean to me? How do they speak to my particular moment in time or place? What are they saying directly to me rather than just in general? And the third and final part of this is to ask, then what must I do? You know, the first word that Jesus preached in his public ministry was the word that comes to us originally in the Greek, metanoiete, that often is translated repent or convert. It really means turn around. You may be going in the wrong direction. And in understanding that, as we ask ourselves, now what am I to do? We make an examination of conscience and ask ourselves, what is this word telling me about the way I live? And sometimes this question is answered in very small ways. But it is important we immerse ourselves in the Word of God. Because then, knowing that the sacred scripture is indeed the voice of God through Jesus Christ, we begin to learn what that voice sounds like. And amidst all the competing voices of the world around us, we can actually make judgments saying this is not of Christ, or that is not proper to our human dignity, because we know what that voice has told us. Also, the interesting thing about that passage from the first book of Samuel is that Samuel heard his prophetic call in the midst of the temple, a place of worship. And it is so often that in creating that habit of worship, of offering up our hearts and minds and voices in prayers of thanksgiving and in adoration, that in fact we create within ourselves a space in which God can authentically speak to us. Another interesting detail about that story of Samuel and Eli is that Samuel had to learn what the voice of God sounded like, and he needed a tutor. It was Eli who first discerned that indeed this was God calling Samuel and had to direct Samuel to the way by which to respond to it. And it suggests that as we go through that process of learning to hear the voice of God, to discern its character, we have to learn from the masters of prayer and discernment that already have been given to the church. That is why the church from time to time designates one of the great saints as a doctor of the church, a teacher in the ways of listening and of learning and of acting on that voice of God. Some of the doctors of the church were extraordinary intellects, writing wonderful works on the meaning of God and how God works in our lives. Others are quite simple. It surprised many people when John Paul II named Thérèse of Lisieux as a doctor of the church. And in fact, she wrote only one thing, and that is the little book called The Autobiography of the Soul, in which she teaches what she called her little way. But that book is a marvelous example of a heart and mind opening up to the voice of God, being immersed in it, and coming to express his powerful love. So we learn from these masters of prayer and discernment. I think of our own patron of the Diocese of Columbus, St. Francis de Sales, who was very interested throughout his episcopacy in teaching people how, in fact, do we fulfill our particular vocation within this world. For we all have a vocation to holiness, but we all live it in particular circumstances. And he is a master of developing a way of holiness that, in fact, can be lived by anyone, whether they are in business or in the monastery, or keeping a family. A marvelous guide for this. And in learning to listen for the voice of God, I think we prepare ourselves to be able to recognize and to grasp the opportunity of those moments When God grants us an extraordinary sense of his presence and a powerful example of enlightenment. C.S. Lewis used to call these moments being surprised by joy. When in the midst of our everyday life, through sometimes very small circumstances, God reveals himself to us and speaks to us. But so often we have become so busy with other affairs that our spirits grow dull or even less able to see or hear. So that in our preparation through prayer and through worship, our meditation upon sacred scripture, we prepare ourselves for these moments to be surprised by joy. And when they come to us, we rejoice in the extraordinary gift that God has given us. But in rejoicing that, we must be willing to do that which we hear, training our will to fulfill and accomplish what we know has come from God, and in this way come to achieve a true happiness that will stretch into everlasting life.
You have been listening to From the Chair with the Most Reverend Frederick F. Campbell, Bishop of the Diocese of Columbus. From the Chair is a series created by Bishop Campbell in cooperation with St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, so that he might directly speak with his flock to address questions about living the Catholic faith. Join us each Tuesday at 5 p.m. for From the Chair with Bishop Frederick F. Campbell.